Video: FBI Chicago arrests man accused of threatening ICE officers, political figures. By Amy Furr on September 9, 2025. A man in suburban Chicago is accused of making violent threats against Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officials. The news coming as President Donald Trump plans to crack down on illegal immigration in the city. Federal agents arrested the suspect, 33-year-old Michael Stover, on Friday in a Downers Grove apartment parking lot, ABC 7 reported. The outlet noted Stover also allegedly made threats against well-known political figures. He is facing a felony charge of making a credible threat against ICE and public officials. FBI Chicago shared images of agents on Friday after they apprehended the suspect. Stover is not the first individual to be accused of such threats. In July, a man from New York was charged with threatening to murder an ICE agent and his children, while another man from Ohio was accused of making violent threats against ICE agents and a federal official online, Breitbart News reported. The ABC article continued. According to a criminal complaint unsealed late Friday afternoon, Stover is accused of writing multiple threatening social media posts, including threats to kill ICE agents earlier this year, as well as threats against the U.S. president. The U.S. president just said he wants to purpose-build concentration camps for his political enemies, Stover allegedly wrote online back in April. It's war right here and now against this attacker or we die in slavery. Put down your posters and selfie sticks and pick up a weapon. Stover is also accused of sharing an image of several rifle bullets with the names of well-known U.S. political figures written on them. Authorities had been monitoring Stover's social media activity for several months leading up to his arrest. According to a Fox 32 report, in his Blue Sky bio, Stover calls himself an anarchist, anti-fascist, and expert shooter. Local police officers responded to a domestic disturbance at his home in May after his wife called 911 and claimed he threatened to kill her. When they arrived at the scene, officials seized five rifles, a shotgun, several handguns, and ammunition. However, his wife did not pursue charges and he was released from custody. Legal documents allege he threatened to kill ICE agents on July 7. The Fox article also said, his posts on Blue Sky have also included statements against the government in general, including both the president and the Democratic National Convention, court documents allege. He is currently in custody while awaiting his next court appearance on Wednesday. The news comes after Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem in August confirmed there were plans to increase ICE operations in Chicago as the Trump administration targets criminal illegal aliens nationwide, UPI reported.